Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Nashville radio talk show host Phil Valentine remains hospitalized in critical condition, battling COVID-19, more than 2 weeks after being admitted. And after months of Valentine dismissing the vaccine, saying it was a personal choice, as he wrote, "What are my odds of getting COVID? They're pretty low. What are my odds of dying from COVID if I do get it? Probably way less than 1%. I'm doing what everyone should do, and that's my own personal health risk assessment." He even wrote a parody of the Beatles song Taxman. He called it Vaxman. He wrote, "If you don't like me coming round, be thankful I don't hold you down, because I'm the Vax Man. Yeah, I'm the Vax Man." Well, now, Phil Valentine wants you to know he was wrong, but he's struggling to breathe. So his brother Mark is speaking for him. Mark, just how are you and your family doing? And Phil?
He is extremely sick. And part of the protocol, as I understand it, is a turning and positioning regimen that puts someone away from the supine or on their back position and onto their side, then onto their stomach to keep the fluid from collecting in his lungs. And that's a critical part of the treatment. And that's part of what they're doing. But he is very, very sick. And we're in for the long haul, it looks like. And it's just it's a bad time. And he wishes he could do it over.
Well, he wishes he could do it over. Yeah. Look, can you take us to that moment when he thought that he was in a group that maybe didn't need a vaccine? We know from all the reporting, you can be 35 and healthy. This virus doesn't care. You know, when he first got it, he said, "I'll be back at work in a few days."
Right.
How did he realize, whoa, this is serious?
Well, he was very close to death at several points in here when his O2 levels dropped. But he's always been communicative when he is not sleeping, which they encourage him to do a lot to save his strength. What his regret, he said, "You know, I made the decision based on my situation, but I know now that a lot of people didn't get the vaccine because I didn't get the vaccine. And that is what I would like to correct." And that's my purpose for being here today, is to take the message that he's unable to take. And that is, take politics out of it. It's time for us to get together and fight this thing collectively and just put all the conspiracies and microchips and all that business aside and go get vaccinated. And don't put your family through what his wife and the rest of us are going through.
As you well know, there's been anger at him from people saying that's too late. Not only did you get sick and put others, including nurses and doctors, in jeopardy, but people listen to you, your listeners listen to you. We know that community leaders there are telling people to back off. But do you understand some of that anger and frustration?
I do. And I also understand that it is reserved for people with whom they disagree with politically.
Look, let's concentrate on your brother.
Please.
He might still die.
He could.
And you know, my heart breaks for you, but tell us more about what he wants people to know.
Robin, I can't undo what's been done. All I can do is try to do as much as we can to fix it. Let me just tell you, we've had dozens and dozens and dozens of people who have responded and written in and said, "I went and got the vaccine today or yesterday because of this."
Wow.
We had one man yesterday that was at a clinic, and he said there were 12 people in there, and five of them were because of what's happened to Phil. So that word is getting out. I'm doing what I'm doing to get that information out. The whys and wherefores and what happened is less important than people going ahead and getting the vaccination. That's, you know, yeah, what I'd like to see happen.
Well, in fact, did you?
I did. As soon as I found out that this thing had hit him like it hit him, I went directly to the Walmart and I said, "You know, y'all pick the arm." The guy says, "Do you have any questions or concerns?" I said, "Yeah, I got a bunch of them, but do it anyway."
And it sounds like what you're saying is, you know, we can disagree as Americans about the border, about all sorts of other things. But this one thing, you, Mark Valentine, and your family firmly believe that the vaccines help.
I
hope he's back on the microphone with his new message. Do you think, though, he'll be embraced by, I mean, we're hearing Tucker Carlson and Laura Ingraham still spreading terrible disinformation about the vaccines and about COVID. Do you think he'll be welcomed back into that kind of club, which is conservative radio?
Well, I can't speak to what Ingram and Tucker are putting out. I hadn't had any conversation with them. All I can tell you is what Phil's going to do. And Phil will be the most pro-vaccine person you've ever seen as soon as he's able to be.
Well, we look forward to that moment. Mark Valentine talking for his brother, talk show host on Nashville Super Talk 99.7, Phil Valentine, who's been hospitalized with serious COVID-19 after, you know, deciding not to take the vaccine. Phil and his brother, now advocates for the shots. Mark, we wish you and your family well. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Robin.
And we'll follow what we hope is Phil's recovery. He is not out of the woods by any stretch. And we want to thank you for listening to his story and others on your local public radio station or website. You can tweet us feedback on this or any story at Here and Now, or you can find me at Here and Now Robin. Our co-host, Tanya, is at Tanya Mosley.
And I'm at Celeste Headley.